Hi.
Oh my God, it works.
We're on the podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Sis Calm Down Pod. And today we're going to be talking about TikToks and celebrity conspiracy theories. Ooh. What do you feel about that?
Oh my God. Have y'all heard about the recent James Charles one?
Ooh, yes. Let's get into him.
Pedophile.
Oh yeah. Literally got I literally heard that he was dating younger boys.
Yeah, like he's like what, going on 20 years old and he's dating like 17, 16 year olds.
Yeah. And I feel like he's like starting to be messy now. Like he's literally starting to just get in a lot of mess, which it doesn't even concern him now.
Oh my God. And are we gonna talk about Gabby Hanna? I feel like she's going crazy. Like she's been scaring me recently. Like on my personal Instagram, which I do not give out on my podcast. Once again, I am working on making an Instagram account for my podcast. Anyway, like on my personal account, I put up a video and I was like, at Gabby Hanna, are you okay? Because there's a video of her literally screaming. Oh my God, guys, I want attention. And then she starts screaming. Hold up. Do you think I could play it through here just so they like hear it? Like yes, they can't see it. Yes. It's a podcast. They can't see it, but they can hear it, honey.
Yes. And this is not to shade anyone.
Oh yeah, we're just talking like friends. Like this is just a conversation recorded for your entertainment.
Yes, and this is our opinion, so it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
Like I said.
Here comes.
Okay, that's very drama. I just want
Yeah, guys, I literally think there's something wrong with her. Like, and she, like, on her TikTok, she literally was screaming and stuff.
And, like, okay, and I actually really like Gabby Hanna. I enjoy her music. I know her music has gotten, like, a lot of, like, also, if you hear me moving, I'm, like, going to a quieter place, but her music has gotten a lot of, like, shade. People are saying she cannot sing, how to sing, but honestly, I think she sounds really good. It's just the quality of the microphone or just the quality of the studio that recorded it for her.
Yes.
But I just feel like she gets so much hate for no reason. And I like her, but I feel like she's like getting like a really bad rap and she's starting to lose her mind.
Yeah, like she's starting to lose her stuff like piece by piece, because the old Hannah, I like her when she had her hair dyed, she was confident. Now it's just like
funny too. Like she used to be funny. Like I watched her. Honestly. I used to watch her on Vine. You remember Vine?
Yes, I don't know if like she's taking medication and this is affecting her. I don't know, but it's getting bad.
I honestly think it's slightly affecting. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm going to talk about the famous TikToker that have happily got a famous out of nowhere, Charli D'Amelio.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, girl, Tony.
Let me tell you guys.
Then get me started on Charli D'Amelio.
So she literally got a famous off of a dance that's not even hers. You guys know the famous dance, The Renegade. The Renegade was created by a black girl from Alabama. Everybody didn't know that. Even I didn't know that. I thought Charlie created it, but she didn't.
Yeah, and, like, didn't that girl, like, that girl from Alabama got no credit, and she got really mad at Charli D'Amelio.
Yes, but then Charli D'Amelio tried to make it seem like, oh, let's collab with her so people won't think I'm wrong and just stealing her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like she literally got a famous.
I just really don't like Charli D'Amelio's personality in general. And I know that that's going to have like a lot of controversy behind that, because I know a lot of people actually like her. Mm-hmm. I just think she's one of those basic girls that like gets Starbucks every morning. But I just don't like her and her sister. They're so selfish. Like there was a clip going around of her sister.
I mean, I like Dixie more, because I feel like Dixie is more real. Like Charli D'Amelio is just based
on
social media
thing. One day. I was really, 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 really sad. Okay, anyway. Now, girl, Miss Girl, you did not have to do all.
Oh, yeah. But anyways.
Girl, no.
What?
I just don't like that she tried to do something and go like, I was really, 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 really sad. Like, girl, don't do it. That ain't it.
Right. And then, like, you know how, like, most TikTokers, you know, they, when they get famous, they only pop up on TikTok. She literally got so famous that Dunkin' Donuts created a drink.
And she was in the New York, the Times Square in New York. She was on one of the billboards. Yes. She was also on a billboard in Tokyo.
Yes.
Yeah, and she doesn't deserve all that.
Exactly. Like, she's literally, like, human like everyone else. Like, when did she decide to get so famous, okay? Like, she literally is in the Stardog and Tube Turbo Cat or whatever. It's a Disney show or whatever. She's literally on it.
I mean, like, okay. Now, I know we're talking about Charli D'Amelio, but can I say Taylor Swift real quick?
Yes. We can talk about now, anybody.
Once again, this is only a theory.
Right.
But I honestly think it's, like, really, really, I love Taylor Swift, by the way. Like, Taylor Swift is one of my favorite singers slash celebrities because she's so down to earth and sweet. But there was a theory that her first album, which was called Taylor Swift, it had our song, like all of her original songs. It was her first album. People got suspicious that it was blowing up so much, and it's like she's brand new. No one ever knew about her. Right. So people ended up getting suspicious, and the theory is that her dad bought like over 10,000 copies of her first album and hid them away in a warehouse just to give her credit for making an album.
Yes. Literally. Okay, let's talk about, well, I'm going to get into Chase Hudson, but not right now. I'm going to talk about Britney Spears. Ooh.
Oh my God, wait, no, girl, I have so much to say on Britney Spears. Okay.
Honestly, let's now, get started.
First of all, there's an album. Now, after I tell you about this. So there is a video of Britney Spears as a 14-year-old girl. She is singing in church, and her voice is deep and powerful, kind of like Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Then there's a video of her speaking in 2006. And she talks like this. She goes like, hey, I'm Britney Spears. Like, she's from, obviously, she's from the South. And that was her original speaking voice, okay?
Yes.
So, cut to 2003 and stuff. She gets a record deal. Her first album comes out. And she has, like, a high-pitched baby voice. Like, that's what she's known for. Her little high-pitched baby voice. And, I just thought it was weird how her voice used to be so powerful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, on to the Mona Lisa. Actually, I think the album was called Original Doll. There's just a song on there called Mona Lisa that got leaked. Basically, in 2006, Britney Spears secretly worked on an album without her about it. And Britney Spears, when that album was done, she went straight to a radio station, and there is an actual recording of her voice on the radio station of this album. And she says, hi, this is Britney Spears, and this is my song, Mona Lisa. And listen to the lyrics. Okay, ready? She's the original. She's unforgettable. She wants you to know she has been cloned. That is the lyrics. So that when her record label heard about this, they lost their absolute shit. So Britney Spears got in big trouble and the album was never released.
Yes.
But Mona Lisa, around 10 years later, was leaked, half of the full song.
But I feel like, I don't know, like, maybe the song was good or not good, but I don't feel like
it was good. Okay, I listened to it. It's a really good song. But they didn't want her to release it because it was talking about what her record label did to her. And they didn't want to get shut down.
And that's what is happening with her right now. If you guys don't know, you guys, if you've been keeping up with Britney Spears, especially me, because there's a free Britney, what's it called?
Hashtag movement. Free Britney
movement, free Britney movement is going around. If you went on her Instagram,
I love her
so weird lately, and I don't think it's her. I think it's somebody else holding her hostage. And I know I'm the only one that thinks that.
Yes. Also, can I just comment back on the fact of her voice, how she used to talk like this? Hey, y'all, it's Britney Spears. You want to know how she talks now? Hey guys, So, I'm sorry about like I like that's what she sounds like not that, but like she got like a
Yes.
weird high-pitched baby voice, and it's so scary and nasally,
Yes. It
and like
honestly reminds me of like the Bride of Chucky, like, ugh.
no more killing Chucky, we can't do
Oh my God, you
it
sound just like the Bride of
anymore.
Chucky. That's scary. But anyway, yeah. So, and I feel like, and I've watched the Free Britney movement on YouTube. You guys should watch that because it gives you tea.
And adding on to your theory that she's being held hostage, honestly, she talks fast like someone has a gun to her head or something. I know that's like exaggerated, but she
Yes.
talks like someone's like there, like telling her what to say. Like
Yes.
she's like, "Hey guys, so welcome back to this video." And today, like she talks like really fast, and it makes
Yes.
me like think that
Yes.
like someone's telling her what to say or threatening her.
Yes. Now, her recent pictures, they're like seem normal, but if you scroll through her page, like them weird pictures are just like something's going on and we have to figure out, like we have to save Britney. And if you
Yeah.
guys didn't know, Britney's life has always been messed up. Like her life has never been perfect. Her life has never been the way that she wanted. Like she's
Yeah,
always been
no.
controlled by
Yeah.
people. So I just feel
And
like,
it's sad because she's such a beautiful person on the inside.
honestly, it is. Okay.
And you want to know what also pisses me off is that I've been a Britney Spears fan since I was like able to remember things. Okay, so basically I started remembering things. I really like to brag about this. I was born in 2006, and
Yes.
I can remember anything from 2008 up. So about 2 or 3 years old, I started remembering stuff. And I love Britney Spears so much that I still have like thousands of her albums, like on CDs that I've gotten when I was young. So when I was like 7 years old, I got her first album, which came out in 2006, which, or no, I think it came out like 1998 or 99. Came out in the 90s, and it's called Britney Spears, and it's called Britney Spears Hit Me Baby One More Time. I have that
Yes, love
album.
that song.
Me too. I have the Glory album. But guess what I found the other night?
What? Tell us a tea, sis.
I was in a thrift store, and on the bottom rack, I found a CD, like a DVD case, like a movie. I opened it and it was the Britney Spears live concert. So I go home and I put it on and I'm watching it. And it Britney Spears just looked like she was in pain. She just was
Oof.
like really like tired and upset and stuff. Anyway, we've been going on for about Britney Spears for like 12 minutes. So we're sorry, everyone. But
Right, we can
yeah,
carry on.
basically what we want to get across is hashtag save Britney.
Period. Okay, so now I'm gonna get on. Everyone know Charlie ex-boyfriend Chase Hudson. Oof.
Well, so much drama around that breakup too.
So you guys may know Chase as Lil Huddy. He's an internet celebrity, singer, and actor known for his relationship with Charlie. Okay, he was a part of the Hype House. Ooh, let's get into that. The Hype
Okay.
House.
We both got a lot to say on the Hype House.
For
Fake
real.
ass bitches that are rude to their members.
Yes. Like,
They're kind
they're.
of like the TikTok version of Team 10, which don't even get me started because I will fry the motherfuckers. Excuse my
Oh,
language,
yeah.
but
We're gonna
in
get into
her.
them later on, but we're gonna focus on this right now.
Also, as you can see in her in Breland's cover art that I made, it says parental advisory. So take that seriously, because I put that there for a reason when I was making it. Parental advisory. So this is explicit content, by the way.
Yeah, but like, I just feel like, honestly, I don't know if it's me, but I feel like that Chase was using Charlie for clout. And a lot of people say that, honestly. So I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like they, to me, I feel like their relationship was never real. I think it was just for TikTok, honestly. And I don't know if that's just me, but.
I feel like she felt like she's actually being loved, though. I feel like he was using her for TikTok.
Yeah, because you know, like when they broke up, it was so much drama happening, and it was like, you know, if a breakup really happened, you would probably keep it to yourself and it wouldn't get that big. But since I guess they were so famous that everyone wanted to know, it got so big and everyone got involved, and it just, oof.
Yeah, I don't like the Hype House. Didn't they like split apart or something, or didn't they lose like half their like members?
I think, you know, I'm not sure on that one, but I think they split apart. I honestly, if it was me, if I got invited to the Hype House, I would say no immediately.
Yeah, I honestly feel like they just flopped. Like, they were doing good at first. Like, everyone wanted to be a part of the Hype House, but, like, they just kind of flopped in the end.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about the twins, Tony and Andreas. Ooh. Tony Lopez. Yes. Okay. Let's get into him.
Tony Lopez caught a case.
Right. Literally, you guys, if you went on Twitter, he has got exposed for the helicopter thing. Oof.
God. I don't even want to get into it, Breeland. Let's just get past that. That is too much to break down.
Honestly, it is. But anyways, so if I don't know if you guys know the comedian Lele Pons, but Andreas went with Lele Pons.
Oh my god!
And they said,
talk about Lele Pons real quick.
Yes. Okay, but let me finish this. They said that Andreas cheated on Lele.
I would too.
Oh my god, but like Lele is like a sweet person. She's funny. She's not about drama. She's never in drama.
I'm gonna make you regret saying that.
Okay. Oof. Oh
my
god.
Wanting to talk about this subject for a while because I am so pissed off at Lele Pons and I will never be a fan of hers again. So
let's get into it.
I don't know if any of y'all guys know the Instagram/ex Vine star Amanda Cerny.
Mm-hmm.
She's friends with King Batch and all them other really big Vine stars. Anyway.
Period. I used to watch them on Vine all the time.
Amanda Cerny and Lele Pons were known for being really close friends.
What?
But.
I think they still are.
No, they aren't.
Oh.
So basically about, I think this was like at least 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Lele Pons wasn't getting as many views as she used to. And Amanda Cerny starting to skyrocket. She got millions and millions of views and likes on Instagram and on Musical.ly at the time. You know, like it just changed like 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, Amanda Cerny started getting more likes than Lele, and Lele was acting real suspect. So she did a lot of stuff, like she was being suspicious behind Amanda's back. And what I really just want to get to right now is what she did to, what Lele Pons did to Amanda Cerny. Lele Pons went on her phone and deleted half of her Instagram videos that were getting likes.
Now I feel like.
And then afterwards, Lele Pons was messaging her and over again, come on, please, Amanda, I need you. I need you, please. Like, she's being so manipulative and so fake. So yeah, that's why I do not like Lele Pons anymore. And full breakdown, go look it up on YouTube. I'm pretty sure some other drama podcast has done like a full thing on Lele Pons. Yeah. But here we jump from subject to subject so you don't get bored.
Yeah, knowing us, this podcast is probably gonna be like an hour long.
But yeah, anyways, like my podcasts are like 20 minutes to like an hour long.
Yes. Okay, let's get into the fact. Let's everyone used to think this. Everyone know the Queen Bee, Beyonce, and Sasha Fierce. Let's get into that.
Okay, I'm gonna give you this story, girl. I'm gonna give you this story because I am not about to get into this, or else I will scream.
Okay, I'm gonna get into this because I
get into it, girl. I'll be quiet for like the next however long this goes on for.
Okay, anyways, so pretty much Beyonce revealed that Sasha Fierce was born during the making of her hit single Crazy in Love. I love that song and I still do, honestly. Song was made in 2003. And in an interview of People magazine, Beyonce affirmed that her alter ego is strictly for the stage, with the editor describing Sasha Fierce as the singer's sensational, aggressive alter ego. Of course, when people found out that Sasha Fierce or whatever this thing is, people was like, she joined the Illuminati.
I feel like everyone thinks every celebrity is in the Illuminati. Like, they thought
honestly,
Taylor Swift was in the Illuminati. They thought Rihanna, but Beyonce, they only thought she was in the Illuminati because people kept talking about her being in the Illuminati, and she made fun of it in one of her videos. I think she's like, something, 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 Illuminati, something like that.
Yeah, so I feel like, I don't know, I'm not gonna say she's an Illuminati, because I feel like if you're an Illuminati, like, you would obviously tell. So, I don't know, I just feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe it's like a spirit in her, I don't know, I'm maybe just talking, but yeah. You can go on now.
What should I don't know what to talk about.
Ooh, let's talk about Nicki Minaj and her little alter ego. You guys know Roman.
Roman! Sorry. I love Nicki Minaj. Okay, people say Cardi B is better than Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj was the OG. Nicki Minaj raised me back in, like, 2012 when she was in her little Roman
and
era.
The thing that I hate between them is they need to stop comparing two different people from two different areas. Nicki Minaj is the queen because she's been in the industry for so long. She raised so many of us.
Yep, and now, like, I feel like Cardi B is, like,
The newer.
Like, she's, like, the 9 to through 10 years old Nicki Minaj of this generation.
Mm-hmm. Like, Nicki Minaj is the queen, and she will always be. Cardi B is the princess, y'all. Y'all need to let it be known, because Cardi B is...
She ain't no damn princess. She's the fucking maid.
Oh, my God. But anyway...
All tea... All shade.
Honestly, for me, I love both of them, and I always will love both of them. And I just feel like, you know, the reason that they started beefing.
I don't like Cardi B.
Oh, wow.
Cardi B looks like a horse.
I love her, honestly. But the reason that they started beefing is because of the fans. And that's the truth.
At least Nicki Minaj didn't end up with a big ass bump on her forehead.
I hate you so much. But yeah.
What's your favorite Nicki Minaj album?
To me, I'm going to have to say, oof, that's a hard. I think I'm going to have to say Pink Friday.
My favorite Nicki Minaj album is Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded, when she did all of her regular songs, but then she had, like, Roman, she had Roman Holiday, she had a lot of them, like, and she added Roman into them. So yeah, it's Roman Reloaded. And I also love the Pink Print because it had Grand Piano and The Night Is Still Young and Pills and Potions, but I really love Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded.
Oh yes, period.
Also, I don't know, but I love her old songs. Like, do y'all remember Masquerade, Va Va Voom, High School?
Yes. And I loved her song with Rihanna. That was a good song.
I came to win,
to fight.
To fight. But anyway, that was so good.
Honestly, but let's get into
I wish today ever rain all day. Maybe the what can I meet the pink of a bay? Trying to forgive you for abandoning me. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm not singing on this podcast.
But anyway, let's get into Katy Perry. You guys know.
Ooh, this is mine. This is my story.
Go ahead.
Guess what? I'm actually going to do a full length episode on the JonBenet Ramsey case, which is linked to this Katy Perry conspiracy theory. So I'm going to do a bonus episode on my podcast, which is Cryptid Queens Podcast at anchor.fm.
Period.
Anyway, had to get that promo in there, sis.
Right. Tell them.
But JonBenet Ramsey was basically a beauty queen. She did pageants back in the 90s, I believe. It was the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she was a very sweet girl, and she was murdered. Now, the case is still unsolved.
Yes.
There was,
which is honestly sad. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's really sad. People think maybe the neighbor did it, maybe the mom, brother, dad, but they just don't know. So, JonBenet Ramsey holds a lot of similarities to Katy Perry's face, facial structure, eye color, hair color. So the theory goes is that JonBenet Ramsey faked her death, and she grew up to become Katy Perry.
Ooh.
And I think that's a little far-fetched, though, because there's literally pictures of Katy Perry as a baby, as, like, a toddler. And also, Katy Perry's name was not JonBenet Ramsey. Her name is Catherine Hudson.
Yes, Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
To get
specific. Period.
You mean specific, not Pacific?
I said, oh, Pacific. Pacific. Pacific Ocean.
Specific, you dumb whore.
But anyway, so according to like this bitch? Jordan Ramsey thing, like you guys know that the song her song really
you did not just call her Gordon Ramsay. That's a chef. I said
Jordan.
Her name is JonBenet.
JonBenet. Okay, JonBenet. Anyway,
you called her JonBenet. That's a toilet. A bidet is a toilet.
No, I said okay, whatever, y'all. She's trying to. Okay, let's get focused on. So y'all know like about the situation that Holden just talked about. It's like her most song known to the situation is Wide Awake.
I'm
like
wide her awake.
Is, I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake. Yeah,
yeah, I was in the dark, but I was falling hard with a broken heart.
Yes. And how did I read the stars so wrong? Oof.
I wish I knew then, wouldn't die, wouldn't buy it.
And then in the music video, there was a little girl. Is that Jordan?
Yeah. No, that little girl is playing Catherine Hudson, which is her younger self, because I used to watch this video religiously.
Yes.
And I just want to say, Katy Perry looks good in some purple hair.
Honestly, and people kept on saying that that's the Jordan girl, and it just didn't.
JonBenet Ramsey, just say the Ramsey girl, not the John girl.
The Ramsey girl, yeah. So everyone kept on saying like, that was her, which it was honestly Katy Perry's younger self, and she was kind of saying, I guess she was saying in her music video that she was awake.
Yeah, like, honestly. What I took from that music and performance-wise, and also just like personal-wise, I feel like that was just her saying, guys, I'm growing up. I'm fading out of the candy era, because that's what she was doing. Mm-hmm. She was wearing gothic outfits, and she was fading out of the blue hair, the candy California girls.
Yeah.
Also, that was a fucking lit-ass song in like 2012.
Honestly, yes, period. I love that song, and I loved I Kissed a Girl song. That those were my jam, like, period. They will always be. Oh, and Dark Horse, we can't forget about Dark Horse.
Yes, oh my god, that song was literally my anthem. I used to like dress up in like gold ugly makeup because I didn't know how to do makeup back then. And I used to like walk around feeling like I was in Egypt and I was acting really racist, not knowing it. Because I was trying to act like an Egyptian, but we don't talk about that. But there is, if it's okay with you, there is another pop culture conspiracy theory that I've been wanting to touch on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's get into it before I start on another new celebrity.
Yeah. Okay, so the celebrity is my absolute favorite celebrity ever, Avril Lavigne.
Ooh.
I love Avril Lavigne so much. I've loved her since I was little. And so my favorite album is Let Go, which has I'm With You. It has Complicated on it. But the theory goes is that Avril Lavigne killed herself in 2003 and was replaced with a lookalike named Melissa Vandella.
Ooh.
So the theory goes is that in 2003... Avril Lavigne was on top of the world. Every girl wanted to dress like Avril Lavigne. Everyone loved Avril Lavigne. She was the punk rock princess of the early 2000s. Her song Complicated hit number one and it went viral. It went like triple platinum, I think. I don't know. I think it did. So she was on top of the world. Everyone loved her. She was giving. So all that money obviously went to her record label, right?
Right.
Anyway, so Reese in 2003, she was really close to her grandpa. Her grandpa was her lifeline. Like, he was humble to her. He helped her with so much. Mm-hmm. So sadly, in 2003, her grandpa died. And the day that he died, she had a show that night. So that night, she went to the show, and there's a video of this.
Mm-hmm.
She is on stage, and she says, I want to dedicate this next song to my grandpa who passed away today. And she starts crying. She starts crying on stage, and it's really sad.
Yes.
So anyway, she starts singing the song, right? And then the video goes out, okay? So the conspiracy theory is that the next day, Avril Lavigne
was dead.
She killed herself. She hung herself. Yeah. Now, before I go any further, I just want to say, Melissa Vandella, what she had to do with all of this. So basically, this is like not common. Celebrities hire lookalikes to go to events they can't make. Like, say there was a VMA award show and they had to make an appearance on the red carpet, but they weren't available. They'd get their lookalike to go and stand in for them, right?
Yes.
Okay, so back to the story. Avril Lavigne hung herself, allegedly. This is only a conspiracy theory. This is not true facts.
Right, so don't go running off.
Yeah, saying, oh my God, Avril Lavigne killed herself.
Bad, like, no.
I don't know what to believe. It's crazy.
Honestly.
Anyway.
Yes, okay, so now what I want to touch on is...
I haven't finished.
Oh, well, finished.
So basically, she hung herself, allegedly. And her record label was like, we cannot have her dying. She is bringing us so much money. She's on top of the world. She's the most famous person in pop, in like punk rock music right now.
Right.
So Melissa Vandella, the woman who had been hired to go around and do events that Avril couldn't make, was hired to play Avril Lavigne in real life.
Right.
So they taught her how to sing like Avril Lavigne, how to dress, how to talk, how to perform like Avril Lavigne. So here we get to the evidence that this could possibly be true. Their face. Their facial structure is like similar, but there is differences, like the nose, the lips, the eyes. And also, after 2003, Melissa Vandella, I'm just going to say, because that's what allegedly who it is, Melissa Vandella, or Avril Lavigne, started producing more poppy music. Like, there was Hello Kitty, which was just terrible. And she started singing more femininely, because she was a tomboy in 2003.
Right.
And she started wearing skirts and high heels, and she dyed her hair blonde.
Mm-hmm.
So people thought that was Melissa Vandella, and people still think that that's Melissa Vandella, that Avril Lavigne killed herself and is replaced. Also, their handwriting changed. There's a picture of Avril Lavigne's handwriting in 2003 and a picture of her handwriting in 2006, which is like completely different. Anyway, that's the end of that. So, yeah, people, it's a theory that Melissa Vandella has replaced Avril Lavigne.
Oof. Okay, but anyways, before I get into a new celebrity, I just wanted to say that me and Holden, we are real. So, this is a real podcast. We're not going to script anything. This is literally real. So, okay, so let's go into the next person, celebrity, I guess. This used to be my girl. She still is my girl, Demi Lovato.
Oh, my God, I love her.
So, everyone know Demi Lovato for the famous drug overdosing and all these things about drugs.
Yeah, ooh.
Literally. So, she made so many songs. Like, sober about, you know, like, Demi Lovato could have died, honestly. And it was just really, really, it was sad, honestly. Like,
yeah, it really was a sad time in her life. I remember, like, seeing the news, and I felt really bad because I actually liked her.
Mm-hmm.
I still like her. Like, I'm proud of her and stuff, so I still like her.
And then, like, I remember seeing, like, a TikTok. I laugh because, you know, I'm a funny person. But, like, it was, like, pretty much Demi Lovato just, like, talking nonsense. And then, like, it was somebody commented. They was like, is this the drugs again? I'm sorry. It was funny to me. I laughed. Anyways. So, everyone know Demi Lovato for Camp Rock, Camp Rock 2, and Sunny with a Chance. Literally... Camp Rock is my movie.
Oh my God. Do you remember when they were running down the woods and they're like, Camp Rock? I laughed at that. That was so weird.
Yes.
Camp Rock.
Like, this is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Y'all, when I tell y'all, when I was little, I used to be in the TV. Literally, I had my mom wig on, and I would go find, like, a maroon shirt to pretend to be her. And, yeah, I killed it. That's all you need to know, period.
Yeah.
Now, everyone knows her song for Heart Attack, which is in 2013.
I love that song. I'm sorry. Honestly, that was my anthem.
Yes. And I still love these two songs. Period. Better cover up. Don't let it show. Okay. Anyways, so I still love these two songs. Confident was made in 2015. Oh! So you
What's wrong with being confident? That was my jam too.
Honestly. And then Sorry Not Sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. We love her.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into another beautiful, beautiful queen, Selena Gomez, and the Justin Bieber theory. To me, I feel like Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber are not meant together. I don't know if it's me, but I just personally think that that's my opinion, and I would always go by that. You know, I was a fan of Selena and Justin Bieber. How about you, Holden?
I had posters on my wall.
Yes, like we all used to love Justin Bieber, like especially when baby, like when I tell you I had the biggest crush
on Justin my god Bieber. Speaking of Justin Bieber, I recently saw a video of him saying the N-word.
Oh yes, and Holden showed it to me, and people was like, it's old, but like especially like when people post it now in the time that we are, it's just right, like don't do it, like now in the time that we are, especially because I'm black and it does hurt. Because it's racist and it's rude and it's mean. Because, like, you, like, white people literally beat slaves for 400 years nonstop. So, that's not a nice word at all.
Sadly, I'm a brunette white girl, so.
Oh my god. But yeah, I just feel like Selena and Gomez and Justin Bieber belong together. I still think that even though I guess I'm like still stuck in that when they were together zone. But I just feel like they love each other so much, especially Justin Bieber loves Selena. But they just don't want to say it. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh my god. I just, okay.
Ooh, after they broke up, they interviewed Selena Gomez, and she's like, yeah, he's like a brother to me. That was crazy.
Yeah. And honestly, when they broke up, the whole world got mad at Justin Bieber. Like, everyone was like, ooh, like feisty. Okay, my next girlie is Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus. Woo woo. All right.
I love her. But like I had a Hannah Montana wig growing up. Like I had the poster, I had the microphone, I had the little guitar with her face on it. Right. I still have the CD. I still have the album.
Right. Literally. Like, I have a few more celebrities to touch on before we end this. But anyways, everyone know her famous song in 2013, Wrecking Ball. Period.
Yep.
Now, have you guys seen Miley Cyrus' mom? Her mom is so beautiful. Honestly. And everybody know Billy Ray Cyrus. Everyone knows him. If you don't know him or Miley Cyrus, you honestly are dumb and you need some help. But anyways, let's talk about who's been kind of trending lately. Lil Nas X and his
Harriet. I'm sorry, I don't care what anyone says about his Call Me By Your Name video. He killed that shit. He was a bad bitch while he did it too.
Yes, period, because he's gay. We support gay. But the thing that I don't support is...
That was funny. I'm sorry, we support gay. I'm sorry, it's just the way you worded it. Like, I would have been fine if you said, oh yeah, we support the gays. You just said, we support gay.
But anyways, you guys know, like, like I said, we support the gays. So that's not the problem. But the problem is, for me, is I'm spiritual. And, like, I love God, too. So, like, I feel like you can be both, honestly, because we're not going to get into religion on here.
But, okay, I mean, I'm not going to get into religion, but I do believe in God. But, girl, I don't care if I loved the way he had this. There was the snake that tricked Eve into eating the apple. Then yes, he twerked like on Satan. Biblically.
He did a biblically story.
Biblical
story.
And I loved it when he took the devil's horns off and put them on. Like,
yeah, my thing is like fooling with the devil. I don't fool with that stuff at all. No, hell no. That's a double no. So that's why I really don't support the video. Is because of that.
But if you do like that type of stuff, go subscribe to my podcast.
Right. She talks about scary stuff. But anyways, me, I don't deal with that stuff. I'm spiritual. I like good vibes. I don't like bad vibes. I don't like negative attitude. No. I'm all about positivity. No. No. Me and Holden really love this person so much. She will always be in our heart.
I already know who you're going to say. Kamala.
Selena.
Oh my God. Okay. This is my story. I'm sorry. This is my story because so Breland, she loves Selena.
Talking about this, honestly. Yeah.
Breland loves Selena, but of course, I love her to the point where I know everything about her, which is creepy, probably.
Right. Like, we both know her favorite foods, like, literally everything. So let's spill the tea.
But, like, no. Okay, I will do this story because I love Selena more than you. No tea, no shade.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, I know about her more than you, though. I love her.
Well, yeah,
I love her more than
Yeah.
But I know every lyric to her song in Spanish. You can't even sing it, period.
Girl, I can. Don't let her try. Don't let her. Thank y'all. I know nothing about Selena, y'all. I know stuff about Selena.
You know stuff about Selena, but you can't sing her song.
Yes, I can.
That's Spanish. Okay, we're not gonna start fighting on this podcast because
But like, guys, I don't speak Spanish, so of course I'm not gonna say the words.
I can say them right.
Yo, she's really trying to make it a competition up here, like, girl.
Okay. Anyway, this is my story, so shut up.
Girl, this is my podcast.
True. Okay, so Selena Quintanilla Perez, sadly, she passed away, obviously, in 1995 due to a fatal gun wound by her fan club president.
Best friend? What type of best friend is that?
Yolanda Saldivar.
Sorry, I get mad talking about this woman. Me too. I swear to God, when she comes out of that jail, she is going to be dead. She won't even see the sunlight. And I meant that. Bitch.
She's like one of the most hated people in Texas.
For real. Like, when I tell you I had to go up to that jail and send her threats, and I hope she get beat up, and I hope she rot in hell.
Me too. But, okay. So, I want to talk about the new Selena, the series part 2, which is coming out. And if you haven't seen part 1, it is streaming on Netflix. You should go watch it because March 4th is when Selena the series part 2
comes out. Part 2 is coming out, so make sure you guys go watch it. Yes. Please.
So, what I am worried about, obviously, her life doesn't go on forever, sadly.
Right. It's nobody likes her forever. We are here to die.
But this is just temporary. It just doesn't have a happy ending. Like, she almost got her happy ending until it was taken away from her. Right. Now, if you have seen the 1997 movie starring Jennifer Lopez playing Selena,
J-Lo on the block.
The ending, obviously she dies, but they show like little clips of like her being rolled out on a stretcher. Then it really just cuts to her hand opening, dropping the egg ring, and then it cuts to the hospital with her family's reactions. Now, what I want to get into is I'm really kind of scared for what they're going to do for the Netflix series because Netflix, they do too much. Like, they
honestly.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to show like the whole argument. Now, honestly, I kind of would want to see how they did that. I want to see like what they think happened, like the argument. But I hope they like black it out when she gets shot because I would be really sad.
Yes, like when I tell you, like, guys, like every time I watch the Selena movie, I literally don't watch the ending. Because every time, oh my God, I'm getting emotional right now. But every time I watch it, I cry. Like, I cry like she died today. And I remember me listening to Dreaming of You in the bathroom, and I started bawling. And I felt cold. You know, guys, like when you felt chills and you feel cold out of nowhere, there's most likely a spirit by you. So I don't know. I just think that she was probably there with me. See me crying.
I love Selena so much. And I actually every night I have to watch either one episode of the Selena series, like one of my favorite episodes, which is the episode where she gets on stage in her little cow print uniform and she punches that guy, yes, that tries to touch her, because he should not lay his hands on something that beautiful.
Period. And I also want to touch up, like, on this part, too. I really like the new Selena that they got acting as Selena.
Ooh, yes. Let's get into this girl about how people are bashing her for her skin tone.
Yeah, I really hope that she does dance like Selena, because if she don't, it's going to upset me, and I would not want to watch it again.
Why are you acting like it isn't out yet? You can actually see her, though. Like, she's in the first – I think she did really good in the first season.
Yes, and honestly, yes.
Yeah, and I they did the same thing with Jennifer Lopez. They made fun of her and said she's Puerto Rican, not Mexican American. And she said that the new girl looks nothing like Selena, but it's not Selena. There's only one Selena. How she's supposed to look exactly like her.
Like there's only nobody that looks exactly like somebody.
Yeah, there's only one Selena.
Yeah, and I feel like people are here to cramp. How you say that?
What?
I just feel like people are just, like, hypocritical. There you go. I said it right.
Yeah, you said it.
But hypocritical, and they just don't know what they want. Like, literally. Like, it's not about, like, her looking like a Selena. It's about her making the movie about Selena.
Yeah. At least she's honoring Selena in some way, though.
Exactly. And I remember me watching the funeral on YouTube. And, like, you know, Chris, like, I wonder how he's doing in life right now. Like, I know.
I think they're, I think him and the family are not on speaking terms. I think they got in a fight.
Ooh. But I remember, like, Selena saying that she wanted kids and she wanted to start a farm with
Chris. And guess what? The day she got shot was the day she was supposed to get off birth control.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And do you know why she has a Band-Aid on her finger in the last concert?
Why?
Because she cut her finger by accident when cooking Chris dinner.
Oh, my God.
There's a little fun fact for y'all.
Period. And y'all know Selena was 23 when she died.
Sadly.
And now she
was... She would have been 50.
Yeah, 50. And I bet you she still would look good to this day.
Like, period.
Lopez, like, you know, Selena was thick, you know, she had like small waist, pretty face, period. And of course she was born in Lake Jackson, Texas. Like, people love saying that she was born in Corpus Christi. No, she was born in
Girl, you're breaking up a bit. Y'all, I think we're like having some like connection difficulties. She's breaking up a bit on my end.
Okay. Can you hear now?
Yes, I can. You were just breaking up for a minute there.
Okay. Well, like I just said, people think that she was born in Corpus Christi, which she wasn't. She was born in Lake Jackson, Texas, on April 16th, 1971.
I know you have your laptop and you're looking at that right now.
No, I don't have my laptop.
Liar.
I'm just kidding. I do, guys. But I actually, because I'm...
She's only doing that, though, so she can be, like, 100% on the details she's giving y'all.
And rely on information. So don't think I'm using my computer for help. No. Because I'm actually not looking at my computer. But, of course, everyone knows that she was a businesswoman and a fashion...
Period.
Fashion
icon. I loved her when she had her Chanel bag.
Okay. Period.
Okay. Can we get into... Okay, so what's your favorite outfit she's worn?
I love the white one. The white with the pearls. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, white means pure. And Selena was a pure soul. She was a beautiful soul.
Oh, are you talking about the high-waisted, the monochromatic white pant, white belt, pearl bustier?
Yes, that's my favorite outfit.
Yes, with the pearl, with the matching pearl boots.
Yes, like, I love that. That was just, like, that was it right there.
Okay, honestly, I feel like you're not a true Selena fan if you say, my favorite outfit is the purple one.
Right.
Like, everyone knows about that outfit. It's one of her most iconic outfits. But
She made that herself, by the way. That's why she's a fashion icon.
My favorite outfit is probably the black pants, the black boots with the bustier that's diamonds and it has that little design in one side.
Ooh.
Okay, and you want to know why that has that weird little design?
Mm-hmm.
Because she ran out of rhinestones while making it.
I think I knew about that one.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite outfits, but it's also between the one with that skirt that, like, drops down in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. But, yeah. And, you know, I've heard so many conspiracy theories or theories about, like, her dad. Like, her dad was, like, money hungry. And if you watch the movie and you're a truly fan, Abraham was a money hungry guy.
I'm gonna get like a lot of controversy for this, but I really do not like her dad that much. He just sounds like he's just a mean old man.
Man, right? Like, I remember when she was performing at a fair and she had this little glitter bra on, and her mom was like, "It's cute," but her dad was like, "No." And I feel like every dad is
Busty Kaka is on bra.
Like, I feel like every dad is like that, and that's what's wrong with dads.
That's literally what he said. That was a funny fucking scene. Busty kaka isn't bra.
Honestly. But I feel like that's what's the problem of that now, is because dads will let their sons do anything, but are very hard.
Girl, don't even start with the feminism in this episode. We gotta save that for another episode, because that will be an hour long.
Right. But anyways, this is about it, right?
Yeah, I think we should start wrapping it up. It's been almost an hour.
So, thank you guys so much for listening. We really enjoyed this.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yes, honestly. If you want me and the Cryptic Queen podcast to do more podcasts, please let us know. Of course, we're still going to do it anyways, because period.
Yeah.
But
maybe tonight, if you want to be on it tonight.
Right. We can do multiple. But anyways. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for watching this Sis Calm Down podcast. I hope you guys enjoy this TikTok/... celebrity theories. I hope you guys enjoy it. If you guys want a part two to this, because I honestly can go on about multiple celebrities, but I just wanted to touch on a few in this. Just let me know.
We literally went over like half the population of celebrities.
Literally. But anything you want to say before we go?
Yes, I want to say thank you for having me on the podcast. And I think you are literally the hosts of it. I'm like your co-host.
Period.
But like, thank you for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate it. It was really fun. Also, if you guys have any spooky experiences or stories, leave that in my email, which is cryptidqueenspodcastog@gmail.com. You can leave your stories there, and you can even request to be in the podcast.
Right. And okay, so like I say in my every videos, we'll be talking about anything and everything. Sis Calm
Wait,
Down.
Wait, hold on. And you better subscribe to Sis Calm Down the podcast.
Period. And you better subscribe to Cryptic Queens. Like, what are you doing? Like I said, peace out from Cryptic Queens and Sis Calm Down podcast. Enjoy, you guys. Bye.